Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the 880 Weekly Rewind, a look at the top stories of the week, digging into important issues in our community with Linda Lopez.
And few issues more top of mind than this one. For many parents, the anxiety around schools reopening continued to be a major issue. And the battle around reopenings in the fall played out this week in the city and in the tri-state area. We heard concerns from parents and teachers' unions, and surprising changes to the plans from some states. Hundreds of teachers at Elizabeth Public Schools, one of the largest school districts in New Jersey, said this week they will not show up to the classroom over COVID-19 fears. The head of the Elizabeth Teachers Union, John Griffin, spoke with WCBS this week.
They are scared. We had 10 of our members pass away, 8 teachers and 2 support staff. We lost more members than anybody else in the state.
That put pressure on Governor Phil Murphy, who allows school districts to begin the year remote only. Our Steve Burns has been following this for us. Steve, let's talk first about that reversal by Governor Murphy in New Jersey, who was pretty insistent that schools should start up again in person in the fall.
Yeah, Linda, it really was an indication of, you know, how much things are changing on a weekly or even daily basis on this topic. I mean, to start out, Governor Murphy was all about flexibility. We're going to let districts decide what's best for their own students, their own staff. But there was one point where he was insistent.
We want to respect public health, but we also want to do everything we can to try to recapture that magic of some semblance of in-person education that no state does like New Jersey.
And then we started hearing the calls from the teachers union. The very powerful NJEA said opening poses too great of a risk. And then we had some pretty major school districts in the state, places like Jersey City, Elizabeth, Paterson, New Brunswick. I'll say that we've had so many teachers opt out for medical reasons. Elizabeth alone, there were 375 of them. They all said it was basically impossible, mathematically impossible, to do any kind of in-person learning. And Governor Murphy came back and gave kind of the expected response to that, which was, if you are in that situation where it is actually impossible for you to do in-person learning, then you can do remote. But he characterized it as almost a last resort. He'd still very much like to see that in-person learning. But a lot of these districts just said it won't work out for us.
Well, for the teachers and the teachers' unions, what are really their biggest concerns?
It's health and kind of the preparation. I mean, the preparation is really the big question mark for New York City schools. I mean, we know that New York is in a good place, relatively speaking, in terms of its coronavirus tracking numbers. The infection rate is still below 1%. But the big criticism from the UFT, the major New York City teachers union, is that there just hasn't been enough preparation. Not all the I's have been dotted. Not all the T's have been crossed. When you talk about things like protective gear, who's going to have masks? Where are they going to come from? The ventilation in a lot of schools, there's a huge backlog of maintenance work that has to be done on so many school buildings. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if there's going to be the kind of ventilation that health experts have said is needed to keep places as healthy as they can be. This past week, the mayor announced that hundreds of nurses are going to be hired.
We're taking every precaution, but there's a tremendous value to having a health professional present.
So every school building in the city is going to have a nurse, but there are concerns about where those nurses are coming from. A city council member wondered if they may be coming from hospitals and taking away from that workforce. So there are so many concerns here. Obviously, health is the big overriding one, but politics, like in so many other stories in New York, politics plays a big role here. The biggest cheerleader for in-person learning in New York City right now is Mayor de Blasio. And you have to ask, how much political capital does the mayor have right now? And he may be seeing himself like he did back when schools were closed. He might be looking around and finding himself on something of a political island here. When you have all these unions, you have the teachers union, the principals union, even the New York State Nurses Association all saying in-person learning should wait.
You're right. And there's so many different things to look at here. We know that one of the realities is that there are some groups of parents who actually are able to create their own learning pods, that they are actually trying to take themselves completely out of this conversation about health, safety, what the school should do by creating something on their own. What do you know about those?
Yeah, this is an interesting kind of sidebar here. And it really, again, perpetuates the story that we've been telling for a while, which is how much the coronavirus has exposed the social inequities in the country, in the New York area. We have more wealthy parents, more well-off parents who may not need to go to work every day, who may have the flexibility to work from home, and they are keeping their kids out of school. They're choosing that all remote option. There are even some parents that are taking their kids out of school entirely and creating their own schoolhouses, essentially. I mean, I can tell you anecdotally that my own mother, who used to be a teacher, is fielding calls left and right from parents down in Monmouth County, New Jersey, that are looking to her to do some tutoring work to help their kids out with that remote learning. But again, remote learning is one of those issues where you have to ask, I mean, what's the cost of it? You talk about kids' developmental needs and going to class in person, social skills that are developed by being around their peers. So there is an enormous cost to remote learning. And a lot of people that want to see schools open are going to say that, you know, the cost is too great on remote learning to keep going with it. And the teachers obviously have those health concerns. It's really a question of where on that spectrum of essential workers do we see teachers? And right now, the teachers union and a lot of other groups seem to be saying, we can keep going with remote learning for a while because it's just not worth the risk.
And, you know, also just anecdotally, I think this throws so many people for a loop, and it is such a huge issue and huge decision because your child's school schedule is one of the certainties in life. It is one of the few things on which you can count on being created well in advance, being there for you to know what will happen for the rest of the year. And when we hear teachers, unions, parents, even some students, you know, having concerns around the uncertainty, it's because of just that. We've sort of upended that one certainty that's just right there.
Exactly. I mean, and the way the mayor is kind of phrasing this, kind of an us versus them mentality and saying we won't back down, we won't surrender. But, you know, like you said, these are legitimate concerns. These aren't people trying to undermine him politically. These are people with legitimate health concerns and legitimate questions that they want answered. And when you take away one of those, you know, bedrock certainties of life that your child is going to be in school 5 days a week, then, yeah, there are a lot more questions that need to be answered. Parents often look to teachers for that confidence that kids will be safe in school. If the teachers don't have that confidence, then everything's up in the air from there.
That's our Steve Burns, who's been following this story all week. Steve, that was some great information. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.